Rosh Chodesh Av, Yahrzeit of Aharon HaKohen, Parshas Maaseh, says that on the first day of this month, Aharon HaKohen went up to Hor HaHor and left Klal Yisrael on Rosh Chodesh Av. And our Rebbe, Rabbi Nachman, had a student, one of his closest students, was Rebbe Aharon Zal, as he was known. He was a Kohen, and Rabbeinu Zal said to him that you are a direct connection to Aharon HaKohen, and one of the proofs will be that just like Aharon HaKohen passed away on Rosh Chodesh Av, your day is also Rosh Chodesh Av. This is something extraordinary because the Gemara tells us that David HaMelech asked Hashem to let him know the day that he was going to pass away, and Hashem said a person can't have that information. And Rabbeinu Zal made this information available to this one student, and therefore he had a custom at the end of Rosh Chodesh Av, the night after Rosh Chodesh Av, he would make a suda for the family to celebrate the fact that he knew he had another year to live. There's a sefer Toivois Zichroinois, Good Memories, written by Rav Avraham Sternhartz, a great-grandson of Rav Nosson Zal. He's known as Rav Avraham Sternhartz or Rabbi Avraham Koichov Lev. And in it, he documents stories that he heard from his grandfather, Reb Nachman Shirin Zal, and from his other grandfather, his great-grandfather, Reb Nosson Zal's children and grandchildren. He was very close to all of them. That's one of the special sforim that has a lot of inside story of things in Breslov. This Sefer Toivei Zichroinos. Reb Aharon Zal's father was a poisek in the city of Kharsin, a city in Ukraine at that time, a respected and loved poisek. His son rose to such a level of knowledge that the father, in some cases, would ask the son to preside over certain cases, certain din Torahs, to bring about compromises. Two people come to court. Each one is angry at the other one, unfortunately, usually, and each one feels he's 100% right. And one of the highest levels of success in a din Torah is if the judges can work out some kind of compromise so that neither party walks out feeling like a nothing, like a loser. When Rabbeinu Zal moved to Breslov and they needed a rov, a poisek for the city of Breslov, Rabbeinu Zal had obviously invested tremendous tefillah, begging Hashem that the city that his students would be known for, Breslov Hasidim, should have a proper rov, a proper poisek. And Rabbeinu Zal said he was completely successful, to the extent that he said, we need to thank the horses, we need to say thank you to the horses that brought Reb Aharon Zal to our city, that was so fortunate to have a Rav like this. And he referred to him as my kosher Rav, my kosher rabbi. Rabbeinu Zal said about him that he had a birur hamedame. Medame is a term used to refer to things that are unclear, twilight, where good and bad are mixed together in a manner that it's very, very hard to figure out, to sort things out, to sort out the good from the bad, the right from the wrong, which is one of the things that judges deal with every day. They're confronted with situations of right and wrong, and a situation is presented, and they have to be able to figure it out and to separate the truth from the falsehood and everything. Rabbeinu Zal said about this, Reb Aharon Zal, that he was privileged to have a birur hamedame, a real clarity, a complete clarity in all of this medame, to be able to really be able to see through the gray and sort out right from wrong, good from bad. Rabbeinu Zal said to him also, as an expression of love, that when Mashiach comes, I'm going to bring him to you on a tray. This is what he said to this student, Reb Aharon. We hope that the zechus of all of Reb Aharon Zal's descendants, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron Avrocha, Reb Tzvi Rosenfeld, was a direct descendant of Reb Aharon Zal, and others also, the zechus of all of his descendants that go to Uman with Mesiras Nefesh, will serve as an aliyas neshama for this great tzaddik, this great student, who again, Rabbeinu Zal expressed such incredible love and respect for him. And his merit and the merit of Aaron HaKohen, who's here outside us today, who is known as Oyev Shalom, Varoidev Shalom, Oyev Sabrius, the Makarav on the Torah, we should be zeicha that their schus should bring about a peace, the peace between our bodies and souls, which are in a tug of war, the peace between the religious and those that are not yet religious, and a world peace with the coming of Moshiach, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Merav Yameinu, Amen V'Amen.